What are your thoughts about nab-paclitaxel, Abraxane?
I'm very enthusiastic about Abraxane. I have a bit of a bias here in that, you know, I was very involved in the development of Doxil. And with Doxil and with Abraxane, you have a delivery system in which you, by a couple of mechanisms in the case of Abraxane, and certainly by at least one mechanism in the case of Doxil, increase the amount of drug that actually gets to the tumor. The issue of dose has been a complicated thing in cancer because when we look at it in animal models, there clearly is a dose effect. We look at it in leukemia, there's clearly an advantage for higher dose. Almost every oncologist has been taught as part of their earliest training that dose is a critical factor. But when we in fact do most dose studies, it's hard to show that dose makes a lot of difference. And I think the high-dose chemotherapy and bone marrow transplant is a case in point. I think that the reason why we've not been able to show that dose is so important is because we're looking at the amount of dose we give to the patient rather than the amount of dose that actually gets to the tumor. And what happens with a delivery system is you change the distribution of drug so that less goes to the normal tissue and a higher dose goes to the tumor itself. And that's what happens with Doxil, and that's what happens with Abraxane. And in both cases, you can show that very, very elegantly in preclinical models. Showing that in the human, of course, is more difficult because it's not so easy to biopsy tumor and actually measure the drug level in the tumor. But I think that's what's happening with Abraxane. We know that we can actually give higher doses. If we go back to the old study of Taxol, the dose study, Eric Weiner was the lead investigator on that study, and we looked at 175, 225, and 250 per meter squared of Taxol in patients with metastatic breast cancer. We failed to show a significant or a dramatic effect from escalating Taxol dose. But in fact, there is some marginal effect there from the higher doses and a suggestion that you get a longer time to tumor progression. And in fact, that in some of the analyses reached statistical significance as an endpoint. And so I think what you're seeing with Abraxane is that you can in fact give higher doses. Patients tolerate higher doses. In the preclinical models, the mice tolerate higher doses of Abraxane than they do of Taxol delivered in cremaphore, or paclitaxel delivered in cremaphore, which is what Taxol is. And that in addition to that, not only do they tolerate higher doses, but because of the way the albumin interacts with the paclitaxel, you deliver higher doses to the tumor. And so that's why I think they were able to show a significantly better outcome with Abraxane. So I think this is a very interesting step forward.